the interview of Mrs. Mary conducted by Mary. Okay, you said if somebody didn't look good, they'd be peaked. Okay, so what would be the opposite? If they looked real...
Look fine.
Or they'd be strong or... Strong?
Strong. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say stout or husky?
I'd say husky. Certainly look well.
What would you call a person that gets along well with people?
What is it to? She gets along.
What kind of natures would they have?
Good nature.
They'd be good natured. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if someone was always looked so, say they were always stumbling and always tripping over themselves, always falling down, what would you say? He's so
clumsy.
Okay. And if you thought someone was really, really acting in a way that would harm themselves, you'd say he's a real
crazy.
Or he's Would you ever say he's a fool?
Well, it depends sometimes. Depends upon some of the access to whether it's out of his mind.
If he was, if he really had
some trouble with his memory,
Then you'd say, you'd maybe say he was a fool. Mm-hmm. Would you mean that?
No, he's acting up, I guess so.
Well, now, would you call a man or a woman the same thing? You wouldn't make a distinction between whether it was a man or a woman you were talking about? Would you make a distinction between a man or a woman?
In that connection?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether I would or not.
Would you ever call anybody a dumbbell in the same way that you'd call them a fool?
Dumbbell, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Suppose someone is very stingy or they hang on to what they have. What would you say they are?
They're surely stingy. Close. Oh. Stingy.
Okay. Okay, do you ever use the word common in a friendly way? Like you say, they're common, they're common people, meaning they're friendly people?
Yes, just plain common, meaning that they're...
Okay, you'd say they're not what?
They're not, what were you talking about? They're not uppity, they're not stiff, they're common sense.
Okay, all right. And if, what would you say about these young people? They're very active, so you'd say they're quite
lively.
Would you be likely to say that they're quite lively?
Mm-hmm.
And an older person, would you refer to them as lively too?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you be more likely to say they're spry, or what?
Quite alert for their age.
Okay. If you were uncomfortable, you'd be uneasy. Oh, okay. If you have a fear of something, you might say, I'm
afraid.
Okay.
Don't eat anymore.
And
now.
She's not afraid now, but she
was afraid.
Or she, you?
Used to be.
Okay. And what if she didn't used to be? How would you say that? Would you ever say she didn't used to be?
No, she.
How would you express that?
She used to not be afraid.
Okay.
I wouldn't put that didn't in there at all.
Okay.